Hi, I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page. My, how far we haven't come in the past few thousands of years, with human creatures on the planet cowering in fear and intimidation of self-appointed rulers who are occasionally benevolent, but most often despotic, selfish, and cruel. Well, that's a view from a neighboring star system, so let's try looking at things from that kind of distance for a few moments. Consider now this story, which recently was broadcast by NPR News.
A new UNICEF study finds that a third of the world's children who are aged 5 and younger don't officially exist. That's because their births were never registered with their governments. Linda Fasulo reports this is most common in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa.
There is no official record of the existence of 230 million children under age 5. In addition, tens of millions of registered children do not possess birth certificates. The reasons for not registering children range from high fees to cultural barriers to fear of further discrimination or marginalization. In 2012, 60% of babies born were registered at birth. Countries with the lowest birth registrations include Pakistan, Yemen, Ethiopia, and Somalia. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Okay, so first of all, consider that the United Nations, that's UNICEF, fancies itself a humanitarian organization these days, but its actual role is as a tool of mediation between nations. Nations are, at the bottom line, hostile and despotic organizations. So, what's all this with registering babies? The story you just heard makes it seem as though it's a global crime not to register babies. Why should they be registered? So they can immediately start their lives as chattel for the state? It's the first step on the road to complete submission to the state, and eventually, rule by fear and intimidation. What fools these mortal Earth creatures be! Well, I suppose that Earthers have become so conditioned to slavery that it's ingrained into their consciousness as the norm. Why do they accept that they must be registered as soon as they're hatched? Isn't it enough that they come to exist with inalienable human rights? Inalienable. How specious it sounds when it comes from humans who see themselves as ultimately conquerors of the galaxy and rulers of other intelligent species. Well, seriously, back on Earth for a moment, if you'll humor me that much, why can't we live in peace and harmony as true individuals without the need for identikards, serial numbers, government dossiers, and the like? Could it be that we're just a bunch of slackers with a lousy collection of bad habits? Skeptics would say our bad behavior and habits are simply the product of human nature. I'd like to challenge that notion, even if it's only a thought experiment for the moment. If we can travel to the moon, to Mars, Jupiter, and send vehicles beyond the solar system, if we can build computers and vast communications networks that enable us to act in unity and with alignment of purpose, could it be that human nature isn't really our nature at all, but rather our collective response to a hostile environment of despotic rule by fear and intimidation? Perhaps we really can rise up against our ugly past and present and prove that we're worthy citizens of the galaxy. Well, that's it for this Day Page. The first page of the beginning of the rest of your life. Make it a good one. And consider all the past ones at daypage.net. You can do better. Daypage is a production of radioinfoweb.net Mornings, and it's heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time for another Daypage.